Well, good afternoon. My name is Jose Santiago Gonzalez. I am a graduate student at the Department of Entomology at Texas A&M University under the supervision of Dr. David Kearns. And today I'm going to be showing you some very preliminary data regarding our research in this title, presentation entitled Identifications of Resistant Alleles to BT Proteins in Helicobacter Passaea. As an introduction, Helicobacter Passaea is one of the most destructive pests of important food crops. It is distributed across the Americas, and among the biological characteristics that makes this species so successful colonizing and exploiting agricultural ecosystems is the fact that it has a short life cycle and a high reproductive potential, which allows the pest for the succession of multiple generations per year under favorable conditions. The damage is inflicted by the larvae directly to the fruiting structures of the host plants, and in consequence, it has a direct impact on yield. So the primary methods for controlling this pest has relied primarily on the use of insecticides, and more recently on the use of transgenic crops expressing the insecticidal toxins of the entomopathogenic bacteria Bacillus thuringiensis. The use of insecticides is still fundamental for the control of this pest. However, it could render variable results depending on the circumstances. This has much to do because of the feeding behavior of the pest. Once the pest or the larvae gains access to the fruiting structures of the host plants, it is more confined and protected from insecticides. However, if the crop expresses an insecticidal toxin, then once the larvae feeds on the crop, gets killed by the crop. So this kind of approach has overcome many of the difficulties for controlling this pest, and we will be talking about this kind of technology today. Among the many benefits of the use of BT transgenic crops stands out that it has reduced significantly the pesticide applications over the year. For example, the EPA has estimated that the use of BT crops in the U.S. has reduced the insecticides by approximately 123 million pounds. So that's why this technology is so important. It's been considered as an environmentally friendly application or method to control the pest, and it's been considered by the agency as a public good. Unfortunately, this technology is currently threatened by the evolution of insect resistance to the BT toxins. The ample acceptance of this technology among growers has placed a tremendous selection pressure towards resistance individuals over the time. This has been evidenced by arising cases of field-evolved resistance in several countries and in several pests, and among those, Helicobacter Passaea is one of those insects. So the insect resistance management strategies that has been recommended to counteract this phenomena is the use of high-dose plants and the refuge strategy, the use of BT crops with gene pyramids, and those two coupled with systematic monitoring plants. And I am highlighting this because our research focuses in this specific point. So the use or the goal of the systematic monitoring is to collect information to make relevant crop and insect management decisions before the resistance becomes prevalent in an area. So we aim to detect possible shifts in the susceptibility of pests to a BT toxin, and if possible, the resistant allelic frequency. So that will provide us an idea of what could be the possible causes causing this possible shift in the susceptibility, and also help us to create adaptive plans to counteract this resistance. One of the methods that has been in use for detecting BT resistance is the use of F2 screens. So this kind of application of method has been considered as a very informative and very sensitive for detecting rare recessive resistant alleles. So assuming that the resistance is conferred by a recessive allele, the F2 generation derived from a parental or a parent carrying the allele in a cross scheme like the one that you are seeing here will have a frequency of 6.25% homozygous recessive resistant individuals, and the researcher is gonna be able to detect it by exposing the F2 generation to a discriminatory concentration of the BT toxin. So how will you see this in the lab setting or in practical terms? We start by collecting the larvae at the field. Then we rear the larvae, the feral larvae. At the pupal stage, we identify, we divide the pupae by sex. We expose the adult feral female to a susceptible male, laboratory male. We allow them to mate. After that mating, we take the females individually. If we are successful establishing this mating, if the mating was successful, then we were able to establish the F1 isofamily. The F1 isofamily is reared to the adult stage, then it's seed mated, and from the seed mate, we will get the F2 generation that will be exposed to the discriminatory concentration of the BT toxin. After that, we check for results, and if we get a survivorship of 6.25% or more relative to the control treatment or to the check, then we consider that as a potential positive. And then we confirm the resistance by meaning of a full range bioassay. So this leads us to the research objective that was to conduct this kind of methodology to identify alleles conferring resistance to Cry1AC, Cry2AB2, and BIP3A in Helicobacter pacea. So the insect source, we use the feral insects collected from College Station, Mule Shoe, and Amarillo, Texas. The larvae was reared on artificial diet until reaching the pupal stage, and the pupae were divided by sex, as we were mentioning. The insects were maintained in environmentally controlled chambers. The adult feral females were marked and placed into 20-liter containers with the susceptible males for 10 days. And after that period, the females were individually placed in smaller containers for egg laying. The fertile eggs were collected then and separated the rear as F1 isofamilies. And each F1 isofamily were then seed-mated, and its eggs were collected as the F2 generation to be exposed to the toxin. Here in red, those are the concentrations that we use for the bioassay. The proteins were overlaid on meridic diet that was contained in 128 well trays, and we placed one F2 neonate per well. So we considered the experiment as 100 to have 128 observations per F2 family per toxin, and we exposed it for 7 days. After that period, the liver larvae were separated into groups based on size, and the potential positives were defined as those having 5 or more living larvae at third instar or above. Then we proceed to confirm the resistance by meaning of a full-range bioassay. The LC50 values were calculated using probit analysis, and the resistance ratio was calculated using the LC50 of potential positive lines divided by the LC50 of susceptible strains. So we were able to establish only 12 F2 families. From those, 83% were able to survive the discriminatory concentration of Cry1AC and also surpass the theoretical homozygous resistance frequency of 6.25. 42 of them survived to cry to AB2, surpassing that frequency. And that's basically our results. We consider that the potential positives were those families surviving with five having, after the bioassay, having five larvae or more at third instar or above. However, we saw an unusual, unexpected result of one family that had survivorship that reached till second instar. That is very unusual. We don't see it in the lab, and we decided to keep this family for further studies. Maybe something is developing here. That was in B protein. So for the full range bioassay, from the Cry1AC F2 screen, we got this strain, the A19, and we analyzed it and resulted to be 311.60 times more resistant to Cry1AC compared to the susceptible colony, and 2.75 more times more resistant to Cry2AB2 than the susceptible strain. It resulted to be susceptible to the BIP toxin. From the Cry2AB2 F2 screen, this strain, A41, resulted to be 56.5 times more resistant to Cry1AC compared to the susceptible strain, and 17.7 times more resistant to Cry2AB2 than the susceptible strain, and it resulted to be susceptible to BIP toxin. So in conclusion, despite this small sample size, we were able to identify resistant to Cry1AC and Cry2AB2 toxins in Helicobacter pacea in Texas, and this finding may suggest that the occurrence of alleles conferring resistance to those toxins may be high in the collection region. If that is the case, growing transgenic crop expressing these or similar BT proteins could be a risk of failure due to significant reduction of BT toxin susceptibility in Zia. Based on the presented data, the VIP3A appears highly toxic to cotton bollworm. However, the high survivorship of second instar larvae after 7 days exposed to the BIP toxin is very unexpected and deserves more attention in monitoring efforts. With that said, I would like to thank these important persons and agencies that have been helping us during the research. And with that said, I take questions if we have time. Thank you.
Questions. So I asked one. So what is your goal? So you said you run 12 this year. How many do you think you're going to be able to run F2 screens?
Well, it is as Dr. Kearns was exposed. The question was how many of those F2 screens we will be planning to conduct this year. Well, we started this past summer, and it was very difficult to establish the F2 families because the complexity in the mating behavior of the pest with the lab susceptible colony. So our goal was to establish 200, right? And we only established 12. So we will strive for those 200. To have a very good sample size, be able to detect allelic frequency from them. But currently, we are experiencing those difficulties. We are varying different ratios of males to females. We are doing several things to try to, you know, to boost that mating success. So we have been having some results, good results for establishing more families and having more success, but at this point we are very preliminary, very, very preliminary. Hopefully we will be able to do it. We think so.
Thank you. Any other questions?
Yep. Well, the discriminating dose normally is, I'm learning this fairly new, but I think it's the concentration that kills the 99% of the susceptible strain times 10. Where I was? I was clear. My English is a kind of yeah. So that is how we decided the discriminatory dose for the assays. Yeah, for the specific F2 screen. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks to you.